On the final day before the Eagles take the road to Jacksonville, it's time to fuel up, get the uniforms out, and get on the move to the practice field. The running game in focus today, LeSean McCoy, Bryce Brown, Chris Polk doing their damage in the first two preseason games. What does game three in Jacksonville hold for this talented group of running backs? It's Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro. Just 2 days away from preseason game number three, so we've got a lot to get to in our show today. Head coach Chip Kelly meeting the media this morning, talking about the starters and the rotation, and really kind of unknown past the first half. The starters will get their chance to go in that first half. And that means Michael Vick, and that means Jason Peters, and that means the offensive line and everyone all together for the first time this summer. And then after that, we'll see just how the rotation works out. Today we're going to focus on the running backs on our show. Bryce Brown, Chris Polk dropped by the studio. Both of them going to get a lot of work this year in a three-headed rotation that is as talented as any the Eagles have ever had. We want you guys to give us a call and tell us how you feel about the Eagles. 1-1 in the preseason. Halfway through it, in just a week, the preseason will be on its last day, and we'll be looking ahead to the final roster cutdown as well as the regular season opener against the Washington Redskins. But first, let's get you caught up on today's headlines. Throw it over to Bo Wolf. Bo, take it away.
Thanks, Dave, and let's get to your Inside Training Camp headlines. And head coach Chip Kelly met the media on Thursday morning in advance of the all-important third preseason game on Saturday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And in that game, Chip Kelly said that the starters will play through the first half, at least two quarters, and then the team will evaluate at halftime which players will need to play into the second half, and we'll also probably see both Nick Foles and Matt Barkley in the second half at quarterback. Chip Kelly also said, "Judge this team by wins and losses, but do not judge them by time of possession." He said that time of possession is at most a measure of how much time teams waste. So that was an interesting thought. And he also revealed that the schedule during the regular season for the players will be day off on Monday following the game and then practice Tuesday through Saturday. The Eagles also made an addition to the coaching staff on Thursday, made official Trey Thomas, the three-time Pro Bowler, longtime left tackle for the Eagles, was a minority coaching intern throughout the offseason. He's now an offensive coaching assistant. He will be full-time through the 2013 season. And speaking of longtime Eagles offensive lineman, Todd Harrimans says that he will play on Saturday. He's missed some practice with knee inflammation, but he'll be fine to play on Saturday. And don't miss later in the show on Inside Training Camp, a couple running backs in the studio, Bryce Brown and Chris Polk. Could be a big season for them. They sit down and talk to you, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, Bo Wolf. Good job there. We'll see just how long that offensive line goes and what the rotation is as the Eagles leave tomorrow for Jacksonville. First road preseason game and the first road experience in the Chip Kelly era. Make sure you tune in on Saturday night. 7:30 is the kickoff on the Eagles television network. 6 ABC locally, Fox 43 in Harrisburg, Fox 56 in Scranton. Complete coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Adam Kaplan joining Chris McPherson in studio for the postgame show presented by Rico. When we return, Chip Kelly speaks to the media. We'll hear from the head coach, find out what he's got to say as we get closer to. It's not the dress rehearsal. Everybody gives it their all in every preseason, but when you have a chance to play your starters for an extended period of time, always a little bit more sizzle in preseason game number three. Chip Kelly coming up next on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We're coming right back.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, One Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey Eagles fans, this is Brian Dawkins, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here at the NovaCare Complex. Chip Kelly meeting the media this morning before the team's walkthrough and a little practice without pads today. Find out a little bit about his rotation, his plan for Saturday night preseason game number 3.
Coach, can you kind of talk about the what's behind the big signs that you guys use and why you went that route in college and brought it to the NFL?
No. Next question.
Can you elaborate on that?
No, we're not. I mean, we would tell you what all our signals are, too,
but
that's not going to help us.
Why you went about that route?
Honestly, no. We can go into something else. So I'm not going to explain why we go through that whole thing. So.
Jason Peters said yesterday he's playing 3 quarters. Is that a plan specific to him, or is that consistent?
I think that's what Jason hopes to play. With every guy we've talked about, we're trying to get him 2 quarters, and then we'll evaluate at halftime how many snaps did we get, not get. You know, there's a certain amount of work Jason needs to get in. He knows that. I love his mentality. If you ask Jason, he wants to play 4 quarters. You know, that's great, but we'll monitor all those guys, no matter who it is, at every position, and see how many snaps are we getting. You know, are we getting enough work? Not getting enough work, because you have no idea going in. You kind of have a ballpark plan of what you want to do, but how does it express itself? You know, you got a lot of three and outs, and we don't have many snaps in the first half. Then you got to get them a lot of reps in the second half. You know, if you're getting a lot of reps in the first half, then you may back off. So again, they're not. It's just like I talked about earlier in the 2 preseason games with Nick and Mike, how we were going to distribute those snaps. Is you don't ever have a understanding. We know the first drive is going to be X amount of plays and the second drive is going to be this. You don't know how it's going to turn out. So our plan right now for all those guys is try to get them 2 quarters, and then at halftime we'll make a decision on kind of how much farther we'll go with those guys.
And with that Philip Hunt last week, and you've got, you know, Brandon and Trent still adjusting to OLB. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about just your numbers at that position, your depth there?
You know,
guys have naturally played it.
It's interesting. Yeah, you ask the question because there are going to be less numbers after Saturday's game because you got to cut down. So, you know, it's you look at your numbers. How are you in 90? We probably could use another guy, but there was no way to bring a guy in for 3 or 4 days, and then we got to cut that group down again. So, you know, at the end of the day, we got to try to figure out who the 53 are. So, you know, for this last week of camp, you probably wish you had another number. But after Saturday, that number is not going to exist anymore anyways because you got to cut down to 75. So.
Do you think that's an area you guys will focus on after the major cutdowns and some veterans out there?
You got to just see I think there's not one position we would say we rule out looking at anybody because you don't know who's available. So we're always going to try to improve this football team and take a look at what's available. You know, you can say it's like in the draft, hey, we want to address this need. But if your opportunity to pick the person that you felt could address the need doesn't come up, then you just don't go that route. You know, I think it's the same thing. I don't think we all went into the draft saying, hey, we want to make sure we get a quarterback. When you look on the board and see Matt Barkley sitting there, hey, we're going to take the best guy available. So every position, you know, when the cutdown days come, we're going to look at and can they improve us and make us a better football team.
How do you feel about your experience at that position?
they're learning. You know, I think Connor Barwin has great experience at that position because he's played it before. And I've been really impressed with Trent and Brandon as they've come along. But you always want more depth no matter what position you're at. You know, you'd like to have another guy or two there that you could count on. But, you know, there's want-to-haves and need-to-haves, you know. And again, it depends on what's available. But we're not just going to take a guy for the sake of taking a guy.
Do you see Todd Evans or Kenny Phillips playing Saturday?
It all depends on how they practice in the next 2 days and kind of see where they are. And a lot of those decisions I leave up to the trainers. They tell me who can go and who can't go. So.
Is this going to be Michael and Nick, or would you like to get Matt in?
We'd like to get Matt in if we can, but again, it depends on how many snaps we're getting. You know, obviously Michael's going to go in the first two, and then does he go into the third? If he goes into the third, you know, how many snaps we need? Still need Nick needs a ton of work. You know, the one thing about Nick, and it's really a credit to him, I think you almost forget being around him that he's just a second-year player. You know, he needs as many snaps as he can get too. So as you start to get into this game, distributing those will be a little bit differently.
What did you learn about Michael as a person and a player in your time here? It hasn't been that long, but what have you learned?
What I've learned about him is how passionate he is about this game. You know, and he has not missed a day, you know, and he's here every single day. You know, you listen to our strength and conditioning guys, and I asked him the other day who's, you know, from top to bottom, if you could rank our guys, and he was by far number one in terms of his attitude, work ethic, helping other players, everything in terms of weight room, off-field things that we're not. You know, I'm not in the weight room every single day with those guys, but I always get input from them of what's going on in there. And every facet of what you've asked him to do since he's been here, he's been outstanding at. So,
have you found that the defense that you want, not only here, but that you wanted at Oregon, what was the type of defense that has given you problems in the past?
That's a good question. I mean, there's certain elements. I don't really look at it that way because I think what we do offensively is a little bit more unique. You know, I think we want a defense that gives the majority of the teams we play problems. You know what I mean? So it's more of that aspect. But there's certain elements to defense that you want that are no matter where you are. You know, your ability to recognize and diagnose. You know, are you turning your back too much to the ball so you don't know really where it is? Can you be a great gang tackling team? Are you putting your team in position to make those plays? You know, a defense that can create turnovers, there's a lot that goes into that, but not necessarily on how people defended what we did, because I think what we do is a little bit unique compared to some other offenses that we're going to face. So.
Are there any times that Deshaun can be as good as he wants to be?
After Say that again? I got
you,
my question.
You said several times that Deshaun can be as good as he wants to be.
Have I?
That it was up to him, kind of the commitment he made. And I was just curious, after this long into training camp, what have been your impressions of Deshaun as far as how good he wants to be?
I think Deshaun's had a fantastic camp. You know, he's it shows every day. He's been out there every single day. I think he's improved. He's getting stronger in the weight room. He's another guy that's kind of bought into what we've asked him to do and, you know, helped him make himself a better player. And I'm excited to see him once the real season gets along because I think he's a huge advantage for us because he can create some mismatches out there.
Coach, you've come in here and you made obviously a lot of changes being a new head coach for a lot of guys that have been here a long time. How have the guys embraced the way you go about signal calling and the signs and different things?
They've embraced everything, and that's a real credit to them. Since day one we got here, there was not, you know, a whole lot of salesmanship in terms of why we have to do all these things because they basically – their thought process was, it just me trying to, from the outside looking in, is that if you can help me become a better football player, then I'm in. And everyone has been that way. And it's that part, I think, was an unknown going in. You didn't know about it. And if you're a guy from the outside and haven't been a part of it, you hear about, you know, it's tough to coach professional athletes. They're, you know, they got their own mindset. They want to do their things their own way. And I've never encountered that with one player on this team. And that part, as a coach, has been refreshing. It makes you excited to come to work every day.
Different players, do they kind of chip in and say, hey, let's do a cheesesteak, let's do a Ben Franklin thing and things like that? Do they kind of give ideas?
I have no idea what a Ben Franklin thing is, so you lost me on that.
Picture of Ben Franklin or the cheesesteak or the Vince Vitale and all that stuff. They say, hey, let's do a picture of this to me.
You're still on the sign thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, I have no idea that, so.
Chip,
no, they have not. Not to my knowledge, so.
Trey Thomas is now going to be a full-time member of the staff. Can you give Phil Sennable how you envision him being an assistant?
Yeah, Trey was outstanding. You know, he came in the Bill Walsh Minority Intern Program. And it really started in the summer, but when we got a chance to talk to Trey about doing it. The next day he was here, you know, so he was here all spring with us. He was here, you know, all through camp, extremely dedicated, one of the all-time great Eagles. You know, he just, I think the experience he brings, not only as a player, you know, he can relate, you know, to the offensive lineman. One thing about Trey, when you sit there and watch film with him, is just, you know, how much he studied tape on his own and what he learned about the game. And I think he's imparted that to a lot of the young linemen we have. And part of being really good up front is developing that talent, you know. And I think having someone like Trey around here will help us really develop those young guys. But I think he's got a bright future in coaching, and we're excited. You know, very rarely do you say, hey, we get through the internship program. Most guys are college coaches that apply to that, and we've had some really good guys here, but they all left because they had to get back to their colleges. We were just fortunate that Trey still lives in the area, and, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer for us to make sure we could keep him here through the season. So,
is there anything with the strength and conditioning? How do you feel philosophically or logistically?
Is there a unique approach you take toward road trips or road games?
We fly, if at all possible.
No,
so,
I mean, in terms of the schedule, in terms of...
I don't know. I think we're pretty straightforward. I mean, we know when the game is, and we've got it mapped out from that standpoint. But, I mean, we're not, you know, it's not, I don't think there's anything. I mean, I think people think we do things drastically different, but we're pretty straightforward in terms of our approach to how we do it. It's kind of the same way we approach things here. So, really, I think the biggest thing in those things is there's not much difference between a home game and an away game. It's just how do you get to it, you know. So, you know, we'll do everything at the hotel. That's our plan when we're here, is we do everything at the hotel and go over on game day. We got a lot shorter travel here than we do when we play other away games. So,
two more questions here.
Say that again, Paul.
What's your regular season work week going to look like as far as players' day off, major prep days for the?
Our players' day off will be Monday, the day after the game, and then we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and play.
Chip, are there any unique demands that are put on a defense that's running opposite the up-tempo offense?
No, I really haven't. You know, it's about plays run. You know, I've heard the question about time of possession, but, you know, we've talked about all the time. Time of possession is how much time can the other team waste. You know, most games we lose the time of possession, but it's how many snaps do you face? And I think in both games we played, we played more snaps than our other team. You know, so, I mean, we played a game against UCLA a couple of years ago. Time of possession was 40 to 20. They had 20 more minutes of time of possession, and it was 73-71 snaps. So they had two more snaps. We won 60 to 13. So all I gathered was that they stand around a lot more than we do. I mean, so I think when people look at the time of possession, and that's what people look at automatically, it's not time of possession. It's plays run is what I look at. So because you're not exerting any energy if you're just standing in a huddle. Now, if it's drastically different and teams are snapping the ball and getting 80 snaps against us against our defense, and we're putting 50 snaps up offensively, then it's an issue.
So they just have to be, they may be on the field longer, may have to be.
But teach them how to stand around better.
No, I'm saying your defense might be on the.
They're not on the field longer. That's what I just said. In the first game, I think it was 86-65. So they had to defend 65 plays. We ran 86 plays. So if we're doing things the way we're supposed to be doing on offense, we need to teach our defense how to stand around better. So.
The ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Let's get it.
You getting ready to go have some fun, man.
We did it, man. Couldn't ask for anything better. I'm so fortunate to be against the Eagles.
There's no better feeling than walking into this stadium knowing that all these people are here to support you.
There he is.
Great to meet you.
Longest running equipment.
That's pretty awesome.
That goes Vic. He dumps it off to McCoy. Makes a man miss. Comes to the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Shady McCoy!
Hi, I'm LeSean McCoy, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We are talking running backs. Eagles running back Bryce Brown joins me in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and got another preseason game to go. Bryce, you like these kind of things, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah? Exciting. It's another opportunity to go out there and play and just, you know, get yourself ready for the regular season.
All right, tell me about the offense. Everybody wants to know about the offense and what it's like for a running back to be up-tempo.
Best way I can describe it is we obviously get a lot of touches, obviously get a lot of opportunity to make plays, so I think for us, it really forces us to, you know, really be in tune with the offense and really forced to know what's going on and, you know, we got a big responsibility.
When Chip told you way back when that you better get to training camp and be in the best shape of your life, I assume that you took him to his word and got in the best cardiovascular condition you could get into.
Yeah, definitely. I watched Oregon a lot in college, so I was able to check them out and see how those guys were. And I knew, you know, playing football and being around the game a long time, that those guys definitely had to be in shape to run that type of offense. And so obviously, you know, bringing, you know, Chip here, you know, you would think that you had to be in shape and, you know, it's, you know, you have to, you know, to be in this kind of offense.
Is this offense a lot different than what you had last year?
In some ways, yes. Some ways, no. At the end of the day, I think it still comes down to the discipline and just knowing what you got to do.
Bryce, when you look back at last year, what are three things you think you learned more than anything else about not only making it to a roster in the NFL, but staying here and having success?
I would say just, you know, the first thing is probably how long the season is. You know, I really did not realize, you know, from the outside looking in, how long it was. And it's a long season. You know, training camp's tough. And, you know, after training camp, you know, you can kind of get relaxed. But the season's starting up. And so I think that's the biggest thing I've learned. You know, little things matter. Little things count. So I think, you know, just, you know, finding what works for you, being consistent with it and sticking with it.
How about the mental part of it? Is it so much more challenging than anything you'd really ever experienced, just being so in tune mentally? I mean, the physical gifts, everybody's got them here. Does the mental part of the game separate the good ones from the great ones?
I think so. Like you said, you look at, you know, people's rosters and you look at guys in the NFL and, you know, talent level, you know, yeah, you may have some guys that are a lot better than others, but that very rarely ever happens. So mentally, you know, if the guys are tougher, those are the guys that kind of, you know, pull it out, you know, when the going gets tough.
How's Deuce been as far as for 2 years here, a mentor, a coach, an example of how to make it?
Deuce has been great to me. You know, I definitely need somebody like Deuce, you know, on my corner, somebody that's real, real tough and stays on you. And he never gets, you know, he never gets relaxed. You know, he's one of those tough coaches. And I know that, you know, me and my personality, that's something that I need. And, you know, it's paid off for me. And, you know, I just want to You know, as long as I'm here, keep listening to him. I'm blessed to have him as a coach. He's played the game, so you can't ask for a better coach. You know,
when you say your personality, do you think if you had somebody who wouldn't push you as hard that it would hinder your game?
I think so. I've been around you know, a lot of different coaching styles, and I just think, you know, how he handles me and how tough he is. I just think I need that, and you know, I'm glad he's here. And like I said, he's played a game, so that helps.
How much hunger do you have? Looking back in seventh round draft pick with the talent that you've had, the tough road in college. I don't think it was an easy road. Tough road. Is that a chip that you have on your shoulder?
I wouldn't say it's a chip. I think, you know, my past, you know, kind of set me up for my future. You know, I think everything happened for a reason, and God has allowed me to, you know, make it here. You know, and obviously that's for a reason. I don't know what it is, but you know, I just want to do the best that I can, and you know, represent him. And I know that's really my main focus, and what I'm shifting my focus toward, because I know that, you know, that if I do that, then everything else will take care of itself.
How have you played in the preseason? How do you think it's going?
I think I'm doing well. Obviously, you know, with the new offense and stuff and getting used to it, I think I can do a whole lot better. But, you know, I'm staying patient, staying with things, and, you know, by the time Monday Night Football comes, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like with all these reps and so many plays being run at the line of scrimmage, that the Eagles, it almost doesn't matter who's going to start, because LeSean's going to get his, you're going to get yours, Chris is going to get his. It's going to be a lot of work for the running backs.
Yeah, and I think, you know, with all our different run styles, it's a nice mix-up, it's a nice change-up for, you know, for us, and I think it's going to, you know, keep the defense on its heels. So,
do you feel excited and energized by the possibilities that this offense offers? I mean, against the Patriots and against Carolina, I mean, it was just up and down the field.
Yeah, it's like I said, this offense is definitely, you know, we're as a running back going to get a lot of opportunities. So I think, you know, anybody wants to play the game wants opportunities. So yeah. This is definitely, it sets us up for that.
And you got the offense totally down up here?
I'm not going to say totally down, but, you know, we're still training camp. We're still working on it. You know, we changed so many things. And I know once we get into things, you know, personnel and, you know, scouting report, different teams, you know, things will change. But, you know, that's Coach Kelly's job. So yeah, we'll be ready for it.
Saturday night comes quickly, Bryce Brown. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
man. Good luck on Saturday, the rest of the preseason and the regular season to come. Bryce Brown in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars. Smart homes. Smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insight, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do.
Right.
It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
Well, the Eagles are 1-1 in this preseason. Time to get some phone calls going. 215-320-5170, the phone number, 215-320-5170.
5170. What are you thinking about these Philadelphia Eagles as preseason game number 3, just 2 days away? We go to Southwest Florida and talk to Gary. Gary, how are you today?
Dave, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, you know what? You did a great job on the sideline last week, I have to say. I was up in Philly and was able to watch it on TV. I do have a question, but first of all, I want to say that I get psyched out every year at the beginning, you know, before the season even starts. But there's definitely an extra measure this year of excitement and optimism. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think? Do you think Shepard has done enough to make the team? I hope so.
Yeah, no, I don't. Not at this point. I would say if I'm keeping 5 receivers, Greg Salas would be my 5th receiver. I'm not sure that, you know, look, Rushel Shepard has not been in the NFL. He's not experienced enough. And I think that Salas is just as good a special teams player who can help you more at the line of scrimmage. If you keep 6, Rushel Shepard, somebody you consider.
Would he be
a practice squad player? You know, probably.
Well, I hope so. I hope he makes it in some form.
Yeah. He needs to be a little bit faster. I see him more as an inside receiver. Thanks for the call, Gary. Ultimately, I see him more as an inside receiver and, you know, somebody who's going to be able to and help you in those short area situations. So I guess I just don't see Rushel Shepard at this point making it. Maybe. 215-320-5170, the telephone number here. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Again, Saturday is the game. Eagles are 1-1. You know that Michael Vick is your starting quarterback. I'd like to get your reaction to that as well. Starters are going to go for perhaps maybe a bit longer than a half. It's a game that is absolutely worth watching. It's a big-time game as far as the preseason goes. It's a very quick turnaround here. 2 games in the next 8 days. You can catch all the action on 6ABC in Philadelphia on Saturday night. 215-320-5170. We've got a phone call here. Emmanuel from Oregon joins us. Hey, Emmanuel.
Oh, how you doing, Dan? I knew you guys would put me on because, Oregon, Chip Kelly.
Huh.
I'm excited. I've seen a lot.
How will you the Oregon offense here, Emmanuel, translate to the NFL?
Well, the thing people don't talk about the Oregon offense is Bryce Brown did a lot of, you know, great things, I think, in high school, but he's going to translate really good to Chip Kelly's offense because he ran the ball a lot down here in Oregon. We don't talk about that, but he was consistently running the ball, switching running backs, and I think him and LeSean McCoy are going to be a deadly threat in the backfield because he runs like Adrian Peterson, angry and just, like, reckless. He just pulled out of the ball. It's like
here's the stat, and thank you very much for the phone call, and I agree that Bryce Brown certainly does have a lot of talent, and yes, Chip Kelly ran the football a lot at Oregon. Look, I think there's some statistics that we all consider very important, and you heard Chip talk about it in his press conference. For example, time of possession. What does that really mean? He prefers number of plays run to time of possession. What does the run-pass ratio really mean? In the Andy Reid era, boy, it was a daily conversation. I'm not sure it's going to mean a whole lot with Chip. I think a lot is going to be dependent upon game situation. Could he run the ball early to set up the pass? Yeah, I mean, this offense, in theory, should be a run-first deal. But I think Chip believes that, you know, you have a chance to kill a defense any way you want, as long as it's fast, fast, fast. Warren in Philadelphia joins us. Warren, welcome to the show. Hi, Warren.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? How you feel?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, thank you.
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm feeling fine. You know, it seems to me, as a staunch Eagles fan, that every year when we get to this stage of the season, before we move into the regular season, it seems like the news media in this town is always beating up on the Eagles. And, you know, we can take that. We play against the teams that we play against, and then we also face, you know, officiating and then the news media's criticism. But the thing is that when the news media criticizes our team, we still have to beat and fight the other team, but the referees who listen to the news media's
Let's back up here. First of all, let's talk. What media? How are the Eagles being beaten up right now?
Well, for instance, like in this town, it seems like the news media is always downrating our team. For instance, Howard Eskin, a few months ago, said that Mike Vick wouldn't start for the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
He said Foles would be the quarterback. He'll bet on it. But if you really think about it, Foles really can't compete with somebody like Mike Vick, who's been in the league for the length of time he's been in the league. So, you know, it was a misnomer.
Well, but Warren, I'll tell you, Warren, I didn't think that Michael was going to come back as the Eagles quarterback. Michael said he didn't think he was going to come back as the Eagles quarterback.
Well, not come back as, but I mean in this competition that we had during the training camp.
Yeah.
I think it was a no-brainer that Mike would beat out.
I went into it the way Chip, I think, went into it, Warren, in open competition. Now, there were days in camp when I came away thinking Nick Foles is going to be the starting quarterback. And then as it went along, Michael got better and better and better and better. And then, of course, in the games, 13 of 15 with that Hail Mary interception last week. I mean, I don't have any. If you want to talk about beating up the Eagles, Warren, how about ESPN, the magazine, predicting that the Redskins will beat the Eagles 41-0 in the opener?
Well, I think some of that disrespect from the wide media comes from the respect they get from the in-town media. That's my belief. Now, I think the competition between Foles and Vick was good for both of them.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it brought the best out of Michael Vick. But when you start comparing their skills, their skill level, with Mike's experience and then Foles' lack of experience, it was more or less a no-brainer to me that Vick would win the competition.
But Warren, only if you got the best of Michael Vick. Okay, we saw the best of Michael Vick in 2010. Did not see the best of Michael Vick in 2011 and 2012. Agree?
Well, I agree with that, but you know what? It wasn't Michael Vick's fault. You got to admit that, because
I would say some
our
of it was
injuries, especially on the offensive line.
I've got to be. I agree with that part.
Yeah, just during his game.
I will be consistent with what I said last year. He did make bad decisions. He did make bad throws. Part of that was the offensive line. Part of that was the scheme, and part of it was Michael Vick.
Yeah, and the scheme, it needs to be mentioned too, because the scheme is what put him in those positions and those dispositions, because, Andy Reid, he was pass happy anyway, without the ability to protect the quarterback that he's trying to be pass happy with. And a lot of that went on Michael Vick's shoulders. I mean, he took it, but I don't think a lot of that was his fault or his burden.
Yeah. Well, hey, Warren, listen, I thank you for the call. I will say this. I'm glad to see Michael so energized, so focused, and through the preseason so successful. It is not going to be a smooth ride. There are going to be some challenges. Teams are going to pressure him. Teams are going to blitz him. Let's see how he reacts when the regular season begins. That's when it really counts. In the meantime, go out on Saturday night, have a great game, stay healthy, get the offense together, get some momentum going, and get ready for the regular season. And Michael Vick, you have earned the starting job, no question about it. When we return, Chris Polk joins us in studio. We're going to continue our conversation about the running backs, two-thirds of what could be a dynamic trio, or a terrific trio, if you will, in 2013 in the Eagles' backfield. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We are coming right back.
You know, Ronnie, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars. Smart homes. Smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
What celebrity do you get mistaken for?
Oh, well, this will be Napoleon Dynamite for sure.
You don't want to get an animal into a camera shot with you because you have no idea what they're going to do.
Right.
It seems to me like you haven't been in the league that long, and yet now you're the old man. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
What do you miss about football?
Besides the paycheck?
You probably would have got smoked, Doc.
Bam!
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
One of the most improved players this Eagles summer, in my opinion, is the man to my left, Chris Polk, Eagles running back. Do you feel like you're one of the most improved players from last year to now?
Definitely. You know, just from, you know, health aspect, you know, coming in, you know, I felt like I was a little heavier. And then just not missing the practice and, you know, coming off of last season, you know, being injured. Just, you know, it's just night and day from mm-hmm. where I was last year.
How about the scheme and the opportunity that you've been given, Chris, and you've taken it and, to pardon the pun, run with it and have really created a great situation in the Eagles' backfield. A lot of talent there, a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, you know, just especially with the hiring, it just, you know, shows that everything happens for a reason. You know, you may, you know, have a bad, you know, season, whatever. You just got to keep moving on and just keep moving forward and just put your best foot forward. You know, if you're harping off a past instance, you're not getting better.
How was your college career? Was fantastic. I mean, did you feel going into the draft that you were healthy, and that maybe now you have the perspective to look back and say, my shoulder was a little beat up, but it was a good thing to have that year where you kind of could recover?
You know, I didn't see it as an issue, you know, because even if I, you know, me having my shoulder, you know, injury, I didn't miss a game or a practice, but, you know, 3 years, you know, 800 carries, you know, whether I want to realize it or not, it did take a toll on my body, but, you know, it's just, you know, last year really put everything in perspective for me. You know, everything happens for a reason. You know, I was still blessed to be in the NFL, and, you know, I took the year, you know, was out half of the year, and basically just, you know, just got my body right and just, you know, just got healthy to the point where I am now.
They talk about how the game slows down so much as you get more experience. Have you seen that? The vision when you get the football, the defense slowing down that much?
Yeah, it definitely slows down, especially, you know, coming from our, you know, first preseason game till, you know, the last one we had. You know, you're real jittery, especially, you know, I actually started that game, so I was mm-hmm. really... You know, it was just, you know, it was just surreal. So, you know, you just got to, you know, get the jitters out and just with repetition and, you know, they say reality is the best teacher. So you're just in there. It's just, you know, you just get a feel for it more.
So you had some butterflies last week?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah, definitely had some butterflies.
Really? That's great to hear. I mean, I guess maybe we feel like preseason games, guys look at it and like, it's just a preseason. But for you, having a starting opportunity meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it really did. You know, coming from, you know, missing half of the season into, you know, basically being a cheerleader till, you know, working my way up and just, nothing's given to anyone in this offense or, you know, this whole team. You really got to just work for it and just fight for everything you get.
How do you look at this game Saturday night, Chris? Great opportunity for you to get on the field, get some more work in?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm really, you know, looking forward to just, you know, get that fumble out of my life and just, you know, it's just an opportunity to get better and just showcase what you can do.
Do you beat yourself up when you make mistakes?
Definitely,
do you?
I'm my toughest critic. There's never been a game in my life, my whole football career, where I thought that I played outstanding. Never. I'm like my toughest critic. Even, you know, just how, you know, even with interviews, you know, watching, you know, film, like I'm always critiquing myself, like, oh, I should have did that. Yeah, I don't like
how
my voice
better.
Sounds. Yeah,
that's how you get better.
I'm my toughest critic. I'm always hard on myself.
Well, I think you're playing great. Everybody here thinks you're playing great. All right? Mm-hmm. So go out and play great on Saturday night. Chris Polk, Eagles running back in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step three, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Well, it's been a pretty special week indeed for Michael Vick. He has come such a long way from the last game of the 2012 season, standing at MetLife Stadium at the podium after the Eagles just paced it 42-7, had come back from that injury, gets the start in the final game of the regular season, and the Eagles go out and get walloped. And Vick's standing there saying, I just don't know what my future holds. Will I be back as a Philadelphia Eagle? Well, he's back. And he's back perhaps better than ever. He's the starting quarterback. Looking forward to Saturday night's game as we take a look at our From the Locker Room. It's all about number 7.
Well, you know, Coach challenged me to, you know, get back into tip-top shape and get back to the playing form where he know I can be successful at. And, you know, Jeremy Maclin and I was here every day when nobody else was here. It's just a credit to wanting to be better, wanting to get better, and knowing how things ended up last year, wanting to make it right. But one thing I do know is that if you train hard and you put in the hard work, you'll get the results out of it. And I just didn't want to leave any stones unturned.
Are the types of things you're doing different? Is it more cardio or more strength training or the pace or any of those things?
Well, I do exactly what the coaches asked me to do, but don't forget about the 1,000 sit-ups and the 1,000 push-ups that I do every day.
It's 1,000 now.
It's up to 1,000, yeah. I mean, I never felt like I was out of shape. I felt like I, looking back now and the way I feel, you know, as of today, I think I was kind of underweight and could have been a lot stronger. But, you know, I think, you know, I've done a lot of things over the years to put myself in a position to be successful. It's just now we're kind of doing it on a different level and more like a college style.
Do you think that all the weight training stuff that'll help you, like, absorb hits better and stuff
next season? Hopefully, I'll be able to maintain the hits and with the extra weight that I put on. Hopefully, it'll allow my body to sustain. You know, I've been taking my vitamins, you know, feed my body with calcium like never before. So, you know, just trying to do things that give me an edge now. Would that, you know, allow me to take certain hits? I don't know. I still have to protect myself, and that's most important. I have to be very cautious. You got to play the game all out and give it everything that you got. I think when you go into a football game not wanting to get hurt and trying not to get hurt, it doesn't allow you to play the way that you want to play. And, you know, I've had seasons where I've went all out and I've played as hard as I could. And even when I ran for 1,000 yards in one season, I played all 16 games, but I played with a different mindset and I had a goal. So I think it's just all about your mindset and you know, what you set out to do. But the mobility, you know, it just gives you an extra facet of the game that, you know, it's kind of hard to stop at times.
Was that kind of tough for you to watch? Not at all.
Not at all. I'm proud of the stages that I went through in my career. You know, being able to work with Andy and Marty, I've learned so much in the passing game. It's the reasons that I can come out here and excel in the passing game and the things that I know. You know, how to put my body in a position to throw the football and, you know, ball placement, things that you don't get taught everywhere. So, you know, it's just taking little pieces of my game and putting them together, and I'm proud of everything. I was proud of the way those guys played last year and happy to see them playing in the playoffs. And I was a fan on the couch watching them just like I would have watched any other guy growing up. I mean, I'm going to have my opportunities to do what I like to do within this offense and to run the football. And yes, you know, I will be a threat. So, you know, that's exciting. That's what I've worked hard this offseason for. I've built the strength up in my legs to be able to do that. Testing myself with Shady, you know, and passed that test. So, you know, now I just got to outrun linebackers and safeties. Well, I think we all understood that if we was going to get better, we got to listen to the guys who know more than us. And when you come to that realization, you understand, look, why not give it a shot? And that's what I was telling the guys all spring, you know, when you had some guys bickering and complaining, look, what do we have to lose? It sounds good. Let's try it. And it only took 2 weeks, you know, for everybody to buy into the program. Now we enjoy it. These guys come to work and love to be here every day. And it's a great environment to be in.
Now the best of Michael Vick. We have seen it in this preseason with another test on Saturday night. Now, if the Eagles decide to turn and run the football, three really talented backs here, as we've discussed throughout the day. LeSean McCoy, big game on last Thursday against Carolina. Chris Polk trying to atone for that fumble against the Panthers. And Bryce Brown, who missed game number two after a strong outing in game number one against New England. Three really talented, maybe the three best backs the Eagles have had on their depth chart since I can remember. The Deuce Staley, Carell Buckhalter, Brian Westbrook trio in 2003, right there with this group. So if Chip Kelly wants to run it, he certainly has the talent to do so. We will find out on Saturday night, game time, 7:30 on 6ABC in Philadelphia. Make sure you check it out, the Eagles and the Jaguars. And make sure you just tune into PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got complete coverage throughout the night, culminating with live interviews, press conferences, and more from Jacksonville right here on our PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico. We want to thank you for joining us today on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro, and once again, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.